And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We got a fun one today. One of my favorite times. It's just us. You just got Corey and I, man. That's it. Sean, unfortunately, wasn't able to make it today, and we're going to be talking all kinds of fun. It's a freelance show. It's just Corey and I, and the show's all about you. You got questions for Corey. You got questions about tackle. You just want to have some fun and tell us a story. We want to talk to you, man. It's going to be a lot of fun hanging out, talking fishing for the next couple hours. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup, and it's one of those mornings, one of those shows. A lot of fun, Rick.
Yeah, totally. It's just us. We always have, or at least I do. I always have a great time. And, yeah, just Corey and I today hanging out, talking fishing. And, yeah, I'm pumped, man. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. I looked like you guys were pumping over there yesterday. I mean.
Yeah, we had a really good one. So yesterday, I know I called and talked to about it, and we mentioned a little bit last week, but. You know, again, this is Fred Hall time. Like, this is where we're supposed to be on Sunday at, this is supposed to be the last day of the Long Beach show.
It's so crazy to think that that's, we were talking about it yesterday, that that's where we would have been. Saturday of Fred Hall, Long Beach, and today is Sunday, man. Thinking about how you're going to tear down.
Dude, exactly. Yeah. Today is, you know, on the inside, like, today is the first half of the day. It's just get ready for another crazy day and all the fun and all the sales. But then about halfway through, you just start going through your mind, like, okay, what do we need to get done? What's our procedure going to be like for tearing down? Where's our... You know, where's our boxes at? And Fisherman's Landing, we get lucky because we've got the all-star team of the red shirts. You know, when you're used to going on your long-range trip and the crew outside helping everybody get loaded, we always hire all the guys to come as reinforcements to help us all tear down. And, you know, but, yeah, none of that this year. But with the no, Fred Hall, we just our last week at the store was just like, this just doesn't feel right. You know, it feels like we're supposed to be doing something. And we just decided last minute, like, we got to have a sale. It's the only thing we should be doing. And I kind of talked about it yesterday. The business move probably isn't the right thing to have a sale. We're going to sell all of that stuff.
But just because things are very difficult to get a hold of.
Exactly.
You know, the real manufacturers, line, lures. I mean, that's anything that's made, especially overseas or anywhere, they shut down their factories with the whole COVID thing.
It's no secret. I mean, I know everybody's just like I am. We all go into tackle stores of every kind. You know, there's a lot of holes in places. But that just wasn't the right move. And we've got a lot of our customers that rely on getting stuff, you know, at the beginning of it's Fred Hall time. And so we just decided to screw it. We're going to have a sale anyways. And so we did. And yeah, it was a tremendous success. It's going on again today. But yeah, yesterday was we called it the spring sale event. And it was tremendously successful and lots of fun. And it just felt right. Like, it felt like what we were supposed to be doing on that particular Saturday. And it was a lot of fun seeing everybody. And, you know, registers were going crazy and the people were going crazy and we were going crazy. It was just fun. It was a really good day. It was awesome. Yeah.
But there's deals on reels and fluorocarbon.
Pretty significant stuff. Yeah.
Jigs.
I mean, really good deals on reels, like you said. A lot of them also came with free Spectra deals, very reminiscent of what we're used to seeing at Fred Hall. And, buy three, get one free on jigs, buy two, get one free, Seaguar fluorocarbon, all the hooks are buy three, get one free, all the MC swim baits were buy three, get one free.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. So
let me
apologize in advance. Corey has been busting his behind, and, like, our MC swim bait section right now is killer. Like,
it looks loaded.
It looks so loaded. And think about the amount of time that it takes to individually pour every single one.
A
3-inch, a 5-inch, a viejo, a slug, a drop shot bait, you know, what, you name it. Like, every one of those was poured one by one by hand, and we have this killer selection. And
is it looking slim?
Oh, Corey got crushed. I mean, looks great because we had such a large input. But, yeah, like, they were MC was flying yesterday.
I'll tell you, it's been a crazy spring, really, because the nice weather and lack of – I mean, I know we need rain, but with lack of rain and nice weather and people fishing, and they're anxious to get out,
you know.
And things have been pumping. And with the whole Fred Hall thing not being in front of us this year and us being there – I work my tail off from December, January, February, three months leading up to the show. That's all I'm doing.
I can't imagine how long it must. I mean, I'm you're the best at it, and I'm sure, but it doesn't matter. You know, you can't replace. You still pour them by hand. You pour every single one by hand. I just can't imagine how long it takes to build the type of inventory that you need to get through a Fred Hall show.
But I think what it was this year, Rick, was being busy and nice weather and shops are calling every day. And it's just, like you said, you're full. And, you know, I'm trying to take care of all these shops as if the Fred Hall show was in front of me, right? It felt the same kind of to me, you know?
Yeah, you can only go as fast as you can go. And, like, Corey has two speeds, full throttle and off, you know, and that was it.
There's times I don't even take a day off ever, you know. But I'm looking forward to this spring. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and the Fred Hall Long Beach is typically the kickoff to things happening, whether it's sea bass or yellow starting to poke around or the calico bite. You know, usually Fred will call in from the Daily Double and hey, man, the calicos are starting to show on the surface. And Mark Wish talking about the sea bass showing at Catalina or wherever the spots are, or Booger. Like, Booger's running next week.
Yeah, exactly.
That's for a reason.
It's always funny. Like, you know, people always joke, the yellowtail always bite right about the time Booger starts looking for him. Like, well, he's better at finding those things than anybody else.
But I'm super excited about this spring. It's a little bit different. It's reminiscent of a little bit of last year, but more like 10 to 20 years ago, where we had 56 to 58 degree water in the winter, which I feel is very crucial and important. You know, I know we love the last 6 years, you know, quote unquote El Nino style, never got below 68 degrees in the winter and super warm. But it takes away from the health of the inshore, I feel, in my opinion.
What does this cool water do for kelp kelp growth and production and all that kind of stuff.
See, it's not only the it's kelp growth, yes. Like, it loves it. Some of the thickest kelp beds there are up toward Monterey and that area, and it's very cold water. So it's not – the cold water doesn't take away from growth. It enhances it.
Right.
It's more the photo period of the day. The more sunlight we have, the more – we've talked about it, it grows like 2 feet a day or more, you know. I mean, you can almost watch it grow, right? So having that colder water, it just creates a healthier environment for the kelp, but it also it the bait fish love it.
Okay,
like the bait fish can't. It usually the colder water has more nutrient and more feed, more bait fish, which leads to, you know, you start reaching 59, 60 degree, 61 degree water, things start perking.
Okay,
yeah.
You've talked about it a bunch on the show that it doesn't take 70-degree blue water for that fish to bite, that it'll bite just fine in cool water, that it just takes stable and steady conditions?
That's it right there. Yeah. And so stable, you know, if you have 58-degree – I was out a few weeks ago. We talked about it 2 weeks ago, right? I was out 3 weeks ago and had a handful of fish on the weed list on the surface in 58-degree water. It's totally doable.
Right.
It's just
they just have to be comfortable in that 58 degrees and well acclimated, and
you're not going to go catch 50 fish,
right?
I had a handful of fish and, you know, like 12 other bites. And, you know, it's not like wide open, but it's fun.
That's
cool. Yeah, it's totally cool. And when you start reaching that stable from 58, you start reaching that 61, the 64 degree water, you better hold on, because the yellows, everything, you know.
What gets Corey fired up this time of year? I know that you're addicted to freshwater bass fishing, clearly addicted to calico fishing and inshore fishing. Like, what is it that this time of year that gets you the most fired up? Are you still on green bass, or do you?
I think it's, you know, the green bass thing.
Or cod. I mean, I know that you like all. You're an inshore guy, and I know that you like all of them. So it's probably not even a fair question to ask, but like, what do you get the most fired up for this time of year?
I tend to stay away from the green bass thing. Like, John Collins has kind of led to it. Like, the whole, you know, spawning thing, it just it doesn't do it for me. You know, to see a 8 to 12 pounder in front of you in 3 feet of water trying to do its thing, you know,
right.
It's like I almost want to leave the thing alone,
totally.
You know. And so anything that you're going to catch, like Collins will fish it probably through February, I'm guessing, you know, through February, because they're staging up in 25 feet of water.
Right.
And as they stage up, they ball up, and he can get them on the ridges, and they're leading up to getting into 5 feet of water or less.
You're still catching them before they're at a vulnerable point.
I totally stay away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I stay away from right now.
Okay.
Right now, they are rushing the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee you, you know, March, April, whatever, right here, you know. And I love the summertime, little grass growth, you know, frog, weedless swim bait, that kind of. It's a mirrored image of calico fishing.
Okay.
It really is.
That's cool.
But right now the calico fishing is gonna start picking up, and the halibut fishing too. You know, like fishing in the bay and 15 feet of water or less.
What was really fun to watch at the landing was the half day fishing when the rockfish closure happened.
Yeah.
You know, you get so reliant on rockfish. It's crowd pleasing. It's great food. It's kind of what you do in the wintertime. And as soon as the winter, you know, rockfish first of the year closure started, you watched the boats all of a sudden like having some good bass counts, good sand bass and good calico bass and quality fish and lots of leadhead and squid fishing, lots of 5-inch viejo fishing. I mean, there was clearly some very good bass fishing to be had when you're, you know, you just kind of get to looking at one thing instead of the other. And when you're kind of forced to go do something else, sometimes that's how we find the best bites.
Yeah, I agree with you. And something really cool, we mentioned it yesterday too, that we've seen a lot more sand bass as of late, you know, like leading up to the closure in December, leading up to the closure of the rockfish, fishing as shallow as 110 feet of water, 180 feet of water, a lot of sand bass.
No kidding.
I mean, they would rush that jig before you were 20 feet from the bottom. Yeah.
That's cool.
It a lot of 3 to 6 pound fish.
No kidding.
Like, no joke.
Those are
like
real ones.
Like, legitimate.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I think for 12 years, we've been wondering where the heck the sand bass are, you know? And I wonder if it's a precursor, you know, of what we're going to see.
It feels like things are kind of in that, you know, beginning. Now, you know, we can say that all day long, that it feels like things are kind of starting to change and shift around, but we say that, and at the same time, Mexican sport boat or the Mexican commercial fleet caught their yearly quota in the earliest time they have ever got it done, shortest amount of time, and skiff's already catching bluefin within 50 miles of home, and it sure
lining up.
It just everything really feels like we're on for a real one.
And here the Eye in the Sky a few weeks ago mentioned that they were done, and like he's seeing more bigger fish, bigger schools, more fish.
Yeah.
And he said that 3 years in a row at least, you know. And it, to hear that is just like, it's mind-boggling.
And you can hear the excitement in Tom's voice. Like, that's a guy who's been flying and looking at fish and putting people on fish his whole life. And, like, you can tell when that guy is sincere. I mean, he's got it. He's just got it. It's one of my favorite things to hear.
It's so crazy because I've never met the gentleman, right? I've never met him. I know his voice from the bait boat days. We would communicate back and forth.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And what
cool.
we're seeing, whether it's mackerel schools or, hey, you know, we're seeing a lot of mackerel off La Jolla, or, you know, the bonito are showing over here or whatever, and he would help us with bait. If we're having trouble with bait, he would, hey, man, I'm seeing a ton of bait, you know, north of you guys.
And, cool.
You know, and so he would help us, but I would hear his voice, like, weekly. And he was a legend back in those days,
that's
man,
cool.
And he's still flying. It's so cool to hear his voice, and he's so knowledgeable.
Totally. Yeah. Well, man, we've got just such a fun show today. Again, it's just Corey and I, and we just want to have fun, man. The show is what you want it to be. We're so lucky to have a guy like Corey sitting here with the vast info, and if you want to pick his brain, if you want to ask a question, man, give us a ring, because we want to hear from you, and we want to join in the fun, and we want the show to be about you and having a good time today.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's kind of cool. The telephone number, you want to give us a shout, be a part of it. You know, just you're going to dictate what we do today, so why not? 213-432-1090. We're giving away, because Sean would have been in here from Fisherman's Processing, we're going to give away to two lucky callers. Two lucky callers today. You're going to win a three-pack of rubs from Fisherman's Processing.
And I think I think we're going to maybe save that one, and I think we're doing an assortment of CR fluorocarbon.
Okay.
It's an assortment including Premier, Pink, and Gold Label. So we'll save the one for Sean. We got a full CR assortment. So, again, yeah, it's a CR of assortment fluorocarbon. It includes Fluoro Premier, Pink, and Gold Label. I really, really am starting to fish that Gold Label a lot. It's really nice, supple line, cast really good, ties knots really good, but it has that same abrasion resistance as the Blue Label.
And,
really, really good
stuff.
And
I've used it too, Rick, and it's super cool because that gold, the 40-pound is like just over a 30-pound.
Yeah,
you know?
it's skinny.
It's super skinny and strong.
I'll just be totally honest with you, I had my doubts. I'm a big line guy. Like, that's why I always fish Blue Label. I like big diameter fluorocarbon, and when that gold came out, which is a great thing for stealth and inshore, and I was thinking halibut and real light line tuna fishing and things like that. We fished on our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris trip to Guadalupe, obviously not this past season, but the season previous. We were fishing that 40-pound. Brandon from the tackle store and I, and actually Darren from the shop as well, we all were on that trip together, and we did a lot of fishing with that line just to, you know, honestly, just to find the failure point. You know, our mind, even though Seagar said, oh, it's just as strong, you'll be fine, you know, our opinion was that there's no way. You know, there's no way line that skinny is going to hold up to what we want. And we kind of went into it knowing that it wouldn't do what we expected. And, man, it proved us all wrong. Like, it got bit so good. Because, like you say, you're basically fishing 30-pound. And we were fishing tuna that were 50 to 90 pounds.
And it held up perfect.
I mean, rail rotting, as hard as you could put pressure on it, we were trying to, find the failure, and we just never did. It's really good stuff. I like it a lot.
So one lucky winner?
Yeah, one lucky caller. Again, Seagar fluorocarbon pack, including the Premier, the Pink, and that killer gold. And that, like Corey said, man, give us a call. 213-432-1090.
Be a part of the show. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup Out.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
All right, welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup. And this morning's one of those mornings where the callers are going to dictate the show. We're having a great time. They are full, but I'll give you the number because I'm going to go through a call, and they do hang up. You'll have your chance at 213-432-1090, giving away a full assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon, the pink label and the gold label, and good times.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the other fun thing that we've been doing, and this will be a great day for it, is the text the show option. If you're not familiar already, we started doing that a few months ago now. It's been hugely successful. So if you want to text the show, you do it via the Let's Talk Hookup app. The app's a free download. It's really easy, even if you're not a tech-savvy person. There's very little involved
Rick,
with the app.
Rick, I did it. Come on. It's got to be easy,
I know
right?
exactly what you're saying.
It's got to be easy.
Totally free on your phone. Just go into the app store or the Google Play store, depending on if you have an iPhone or an Android, and literally just in the search button, just punch in Let's Talk Hookup. You'll see the Let's Talk Hookup, you know, fish at the microphone little icon and download it. It's totally free. You don't get a bunch of junk mail, anything like that. It's a very easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and you can text the show. There's a button right on there, and you can fire a text right through, and they'll come right into the phone, and we'll read some of those questions on the air. So if you don't want to stay on hold, or if you just got a question you want to fire off to Corey, man, shoot us a text.
Or sure. Off to you, Rick.
Yeah,
you
totally.
You want to know about the latest bluefin bite or what's going on? Or, hey, what even is might be on sale today at Fishman's Landing?
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, we're going to be covering it all, and we can't wait to hear from you. Like Corey said, 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump into it.
Let's talk to Brian. Brian calling from Arupa Valley. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, guys. I basically had a private boat. Good morning. I had a question about GPS and sonar. I'm looking for an entry-level unit that I could use for inshore deep-water rock fishing and, you know, fishing the bay.
What do you think, Rick?
Well, what kind of boat are we putting it on, Brian?
It's a 17-foot skiff.
Cool.
I'm not going offshore. I'm just going to use it for rock fishing. And
I hear you for sure. I think for a really nice unit, not spending a ton of dough, I really like Lowrance. I think Lowrance makes a fantastic product that is budget friendly and easy to use. I have a Simrad unit on our boat. I think Simrad is slightly elevated in cost. It's very similar, little faster processor and things like that. But I think Lowrance is a really nice way to go allow for a little more allow the budget to extend a little further. And it's getting to the point that I was going to say is you mentioned wanting to fish deep water and not spend a ton of dough. Potentially saving a little, spending a little bit less on your multifunction display and spending a little more on your transducer might get you a little farther. You know, the transducer is every bit as important, if not more important, than the screen that you're looking at is. It's just like buying a high-end rifle. Like, it's only as good as the scope you put on it. Well, your meter is the same thing. You know, it's only as good as you can. And the difference in clarity between having a through-hole transducer versus a transducer hanging off the back of the boat. And I know that nobody likes to drill a big hole in the bottom of the boat, but that picture that it's going to give you is so much better. But anyways, I hope that helps some. I would look towards Lowrance. What we have on our boat is that Simrad Evo system, and I couldn't possibly be happier with it. But, being budget concerned, I would look towards Lowrance, and I would look at saving a little money off your multifunction unit and putting a little more towards your transducer.
And there's probably, you mentioned Simrad and Lowrance's. I mean, you're not going to go wrong. I just put a Hummingbird on, a medium level. You want to spend that, I'll guess, what is it, Rick, like $550 to $700.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna see meters for half that price. But like Rick said, the transducer, and I've got the littler setup, and mm-hmm. it's got the GPS and the whole thing in there. So
many of them are all, the GPS antennas,
yeah,
internal.
Right.
I mean, you just
exactly.
plug and play. And, that's an investment that you're going to have.
It's going to last you maybe two decades, right?
Totally. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I get it for sure. Like, I'm very budget concerned, but, this is something that hopefully – don't look at it as much as, man, I'm spending, $700 today is like, I'm spending $100 a year for the next 7 years, because you're going to have that thing for a long time.
And shallow water rock fishing, truly, metering the fish is part of it, but that's the 10% of it.
You're right about
that. The 90% of it is just metering the hard bottom, just knowing that you're on the right rock or the right transitional from soft to hard.
I'm sure, like, how much good cod fishing do you have when you're just fishing the bottom structure? You don't necessarily see any. Maybe you see some fuzz above the rock, but that doesn't mean anything to you. You're seeing the rock or the transition from soft bottom to hard bottom.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. And when you're metering fish, typically you're not catching. It's usually flea cod or...
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing would be to spend as much time as you can off of the manual settings of it, learning how much gain and sensitivity you can turn up and not have your screen too cluttered. But I usually look at a fairly dirty screen that drives some people crazy.
Because you have the gain turned up?
Yeah. But we can see everything.
Yeah,
But
you can decipher. Yeah,
sure.
Once you learn your meter, you can decipher what's trash and garbage and what you're actually metering a little bit of scattered fish.
Right.
You know?
You got it. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I know that that wasn't a perfect answer, but I sure hope it helps out,
no,
Brian.
No, but it's coming from two guys. I said, you know, literally,
no,
you depend that heavily on your stuff. Like that's why I try to lay out. Like, just look for the hard bottom.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Yeah, right.
And that's it. Now, this would be a good thing, too, as Brian's going, when you say that, look for the hard bottom, what does that mean, and what are you looking for?
Right. I mean, it sounds so simple. It's just, you go from soft bottom, and the harder bottom starts to get twice as thick. You know, mm-hmm. It gets a little bit deeper, and sometimes when you get that echo, you really know it's...
So when you're looking at the screen of your meter, fish finder, whatever you want to call it, the bottom... The bottom itself might be, especially on a color, might be a red line or a yellow line, and it's a quarter of an inch thick.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And as you go over harder bottom, that line might grow to a half inch thick, or it might be an inch thick, and that's what you're referring to, is that right?
There it is, yeah. And Brian will figure it out.
Yeah, no doubt. Brian, I appreciate the phone call very much.
All right, let's
talk to
Mike. Mike Holm from San Carlos. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey guys, this is Mike, the expert novice. I got two questions. One is about the Sea Keeper, and the other one's about plastics. With the Sea Keeper, I'm sure it drives like a dream. How's it work when you're on the anchor or on the drift?
Well, I mean, I would say that is where it's probably best suited when you're at anchor or at drift, like. That is the reason that guys tend, you know, that's the reason for a Sea Keeper. There are other stabilization tools that work for boats, fins and things like that, but most of them only work while underway, and the beauty of the gyro is it works when the boat is not under power, but it is... I mean, it's like putting brakes on the ocean. So to answer your question, how it works, you know, on anchor or at drift, that I think that's where it works the very best. Like, that's where you notice the most difference.
And it was cool listening to Chelsea and the guys on the show. You know, if you go back a couple weeks there, Mike, you can listen to it on the app. But they were talking about, like, on the anchor, it's using so little power because...
Right.
If the boat's already at its most stable, right, and you're not moving, you're not giving it more variables of the ocean coming on to it, so it uses less power, and it actually works pretty darn good in the anchorage.
That's a good call. And what was your plastics question?
I ended up with a whole bunch of them, and my biggest fish is a 263 on the Royal Star, but I've never caught a bass. It just seems like I'm always going different places. So... what's the application for super glue on the lead head, and how does the weedless work?
Well, yeah, I mean, two good questions, right, Mike, coming from somebody that doesn't do it, from our expert novice. The super glue, you know, when you rig up your 3-inch, 5-inch, 6-inch swim baits onto a lead head, a lot of times a bass will short bite or bite and you miss them, and they end up pulling the tail away from the head, and when that happens, you will not get a bite. I if there's an eighth of an inch or 16th of an inch split there, they just don't eat it. And so by super gluing the lead head, the tail to the lead head, it keeps it from getting pulled down, and they're going to last you 2 to 3 times longer.
Okay.
Seriously, like minimal.
I can get the lead heads put on the plastics at the tackle shop, so I get it right.
Oh, any tackle shop will do that. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Like if you came down to the sale today at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, we'll find Brandon.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Brandon could do it blindfolded, seriously. And, yeah, rigging them up like that and then super glue them. So the weedless are on a different style of a hook. They're on a like deep-throated. The weight is in the middle of the hook, kind of down below on a belly-weighted swim bait hook. And when you rig them up, it's got a spring in the front, and the spring holds the tail to the front, and it's a totally different configuration, and you fish them, they're totally weedless.
Yeah, like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a fun way to do it.
And that's, with that,
with the
sonar, so if I'm walking through a crowd and I'm looking for a hard bottom, a blonde or a redhead,
Right?
That's my last one.
I think we'll move on to the next. Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for that. Hey, we got a good text that came through. It says, this is for Corey. With offshore not quite happening yet and my freezer's full of rock cods, what can you tell us about halibut seasons? Are March and April good times to target San Diego Bay, and where else would you look? Also, what are the best tides to fish for halibut? That was from Cliff in Blossom Valley.
Oh, my.
Man, after your own heart, I know.
Oh, yeah, Cliff. That halibut fishing is one of my favorites, for sure. I mean, calico and the bass and freshwater, definitely, but halibut's right up there with them. It's a lot of fun. This is actually a very good time of the year.
You got Corey smiling, Cliff. I can tell you that.
Yeah. And San Diego Bay, all the natural harbors, it doesn't have to be a natural harbor, any of the harbors, mm-hmm. lagoons, from anywhere along our Southern California, right now is the start of the time.
Okay.
And, man, I don't even know where to start with it, really, but it's shallow water, 15 foot or less. Like, okay. San Diego Bay in the back south of the bridge is it's dummy proof.
That's awesome.
Honestly, okay. that 10, 12 are shallow, and eelgrass mixed in. They butt up against the eelgrass and wait for anything to come by.
You just like to make long drifts back in the back there?
It's
like
covering area.
Okay.
It's just like calico fishing in the kelp. You're drifting through the kelp and covering area, and you'll get through a zone. You may find they're on the edge of the channel. You may find they're on the edge of the channel, the Glorieta. You may find that they're just on the flat in 12 feet of water, and that's typically the case.
And your bycatch is spotties and everything else that you're probably doing, I would guess, right?
Short fin corvina, spotties, bonito, barracuda get back there.
That's cool.
There's a lot of life back in the back bay. And starting right now, the water is usually a degree or two warmer back there. And that whole zone back there is exactly where that 8-inch slug came to my mind. The 8-inch slug. Just so you can wrap your mind around a Cliff. The 5-inch slug, you'll go catch a million spotties and then an occasional halibut.
Okay.
So the mindset in going to the 8-inch slug was, man, I'm just going to beef it up and try to eliminate the spotted bay bass and try to increase my halibut catch. And it worked, but let me tell you, the spotted bay bass from 11-inch to 13-inch did not leave that 8-inch slug alone.
Really?
They hammered that thing with such aggression. They want to kill it on the bite, seriously.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, was the slug a calico weedless lure that became a good way to target halibut in the bay, or was it a bay halibut lure that became a great weedless calico lure?
That's the funniest thing ever, because it's known as the calico thing, right?
Sure.
Weedless and fishing a weedless. It started out halibut fishing.
Did it really?
It did. It started out halibut fishing, and then I figured out, as I went out, it was working for the bass, and I got it weightless, and that whole rigging configuration, if you remember, it was a pain in the rear. The whole rigging it up was a pain, right? But it worked, and I had to find a way to rig it because it was working like smoking them.
We still have a bag of springs that we made for rigging slugs up that floats around the shop.
I nearly took my fingers off multiple times doing that.
I can't tell you how many little tag ends of 300-pound wire I carved trenches into my fingers making springs.
But so, it started as a halibut bait, so from there to the calicos, and don't be afraid to throw something that size
for
the halibut. And right now, seriously, you can catch them in December, January, February, but right now it's starting like in the surf, When do our grunion runs start?
Okay.
Right now. And so when you start looking at grunion runs and surf and all that stuff happening, It's literally right now.
Now, what about the rigging part of it? What when you are fishing, so you're Cliff, you're going to go bay bass, halibut fishing, you're going to fish a 5-inch or an 8-inch slug. What's the rig, lead head, all that kind of stuff?
I would start with a 5-inch slug, and by going to the 5-inch slug, you're gonna just have fun getting bit and getting bites. Go to a half-ounce lead head. Half-ounce lead head on a 5-inch slug is money in anything less than 15 feet of water. Half-ounce lead head, super glue that sucker, and the technique is so simple, it's going to blow your mind. When I lay it out for you, you literally throw it out, let it sink to the bottom, wind it in 3 or 4 feet, let it sink again 3 or 4 feet, wind it up, let it sink again. And in doing so, that gives it the action of a bait fish that's just kind of lost its way. And wrap your mind around this. You know the tube baits that are popular?
Sure.
Where it's a,
that's
it's
what they that's why they're popular.
It's the same darn thing, and, yeah. And we were doing this 30 years ago. So
the thing that always gets me is when you look at a swim bait, you look at an MC swim bait, a 5-inch Viejo bait, and you see that tail in the back, like, man, that thing's got such cool action. And then you look at a pile of beautiful slugs, it's like, ah, that thing's got no action to it. What am I gonna do? But then you put the two in the water, and you see the way that a slug with a light lead head dances around with a slack line. It's like if you see the application of one, it looks way better than the other. But when they're just sitting side by side, you think the opposite. Like, oh, that tail's got way more, you know.
And you're hitting it on the head. That the people see the paddle tail, and they see a means of propulsion. They understand it. And here's two things that will help you out tremendously, Cliff, is the cleaner the water, the brighter the sun. The more the sun is up, the cleaner the water is, you go to the slug. It's all visual. And the darker days, dirtier water, go to the paddle tail to get their attention.
Got it.
In that dirtier water. Yeah.
I dig it. Well, that's great, man.
Hey, listen, we got to go to break. We're going to be right back. We're having a great time. You want to join us? 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time today, and all the lines are full, but like we said, you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full pack of Seaguar fluorocarbon, which includes the pink label and the gold label.
Yeah, pink premier and gold, a cool prize pack. And, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on down south. We got John Ireland on the line from Rancho Lanero. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey.
Hey, John.
Hey, we're anxious to hear what's going on at the ranch. Well, we're missing it in the
water. We've got. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. These Mexican phones. You never know. It's beautiful weather down here. Gorgeous. The big news right now is a real, real strong yellowtail bite. I'm looking at about 30 boats out in front right now. Really pounded on the bottom. All the high spots. Boats are lined off in front, probably 3 miles in either direction. It started early in the morning right off the front, off the reef, picking up a lot of Sierra biting real strong early, and then rolling out to the high spots and yo-yo and iron, and also a lot of Spanish mackerel around right now. They're lucky Joeing up them and using them on the bottom. But they're catching 50, 60-pound yellowtails, some whoppers, you guys. Some really, really good fishing right now. It's a good start for us. We're pleased. For sure.
That's certainly good grade of fish too, and a fun time of year. I always crack up, John, when you guys ever talk about catching yellowtail in the East Cape. Like, you guys don't make small ones down there.
No, there's no firecrackers. That's for sure. They're always big ones, and it's always spring. You know, the water. It's maybe March, April we'll have them, and then they'll roll out in May because the water's too warm for them. The water temp dropped this past week about 2 or 3 degrees, which really, really helped the yellowtail bite. They were real strong up Saravo Island, but they've definitely moved south in the last few days. It's really, really wide open. Everybody's
so
boating,
cool.
You know, 5 or 10, you know, 50, 60-pound fish. It's amazing to see them coming in all loaded up. Yeah, and also, you know, we're open, of course, now, and we've been doing the COVID testing, and we just tested 25 guests yesterday, and no muss, no fuss. Everybody was negative, and but it's working right now, and comfortable, and right at the hotel for 25 people, I think it took a total of about an hour, so it's doable.
Oh,
it's important everybody knows it's pretty easy.
Well, and so it's nice to know that just happens at the ranch. You guys take care of it. You don't have to go anywhere. Is that the case? You're just you're taking care of getting the guys tested.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we if there's the exception where they won't come because the East Cape Clinic comes to the hotel. If they won't, then we drive you over on our nickel and take you over to the clinic and get it done. But you know,
that's
as usual with everything at the ranch, you know, yeah, we're smaller, you know, than everybody else, and we're more hands on. So, you know, like everything at the ranch, we try to make it as hassle free as possible, right, and easy for everybody. So the onus is really on us, and we make sure that you get them and like I say, easy as it can be.
That's why you guys are the best, no doubt about it. We appreciate it very much, John. And if somebody wants to come down and get in on the fun and get in on that great fishing, especially early in the season here, how do we come down to the ranch?
Yeah, I strongly encourage everybody, if you're into yellowtail, some whoppers, some real whoppers, 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
Awesome, buddy. John, sure appreciate it. Great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you. Thank Corey. Talk to you guys.
Yeah.
You too, buddy. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. Well, hey, speaking of catch reports, we're going to continue on. Talk to our good buddy from Dana Ward Sport Fishing, Brian Willie's on the line.
Yeah.
What's up, Willie? We got Willie there? Well, while we're waiting to get Wooly, want to remind you that this portion of the show is sponsored by Ann's and Ives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin knife from Ann's, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Ann's and Ives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Also, check out their great knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnnsandIves.com for more details, or get that Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. And do we got Wooly live? Lined up on the line there yet? All right, there we go. Welcome back here. We got a little technical issue. So while we're waiting to get the catch report all lined up, we are joined by an additional special guest.
It's live radio.
Yeah, totally. All good there. But hey, we've got a very special guy joining us who is, I know, busy because today is the big day, and that's Doug Kern. What's up, Doug?
Well, I came all the way over here from 100 yards down the dock.
Yeah, you made the long trek to get all the way over to the tackle from the tackle store.
Yep.
To the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup.
Yep. Well, I knew Sean couldn't make it, and I figured I'm 100 yards away. I'll come over and say hello to everybody, and You know, I think by now everybody knows that we've been having our big spring sale in lieu of the Long Beach show, and everybody came out in full force. I mean, you can always count on fishermen to go out and have a good time, and boy, they did.
It was a wild day in the shop yesterday, and it just, Corey and I were kind of BSing about it at the beginning of the show. It just felt like what we were supposed to be doing on that Saturday.
I'm telling you, it's been the weirdest week not having, you know, boxes to unpack, beautiful displays to make in our booth, and I know that the show is a tradition for every Southern California angler, and there's just a little void and a little hole in our hearts this year not having the show. But, you know, the fact that we got to put this little shindig on this weekend, it kind of helped the cause a little bit. I know a lot of anglers came out yesterday, and they were stoked on it. Got to go listen to Steve Carson, you know,
one of the top walking encyclopedia,
yeah. One of the top guys. He's a fixture down here at the docks. I mean, he leads so many local and long range trips, and he's just a wealth of knowledge and so generous with his time that he spends with the anglers on the boats. And
I got a secret about the seminar from Steve Carson today. So yesterday, well attended, lots of fun, just like Doug said. Such a great speaker, so involved in fishing. Steve Carson has free trip passes to go on trips at a Fisherman's Landing, some for the Liberty, some for even, I think he said he even had some overnight passes. He gives away some fishing trip passes at the end of his seminar that are all, you know, a couple of random, couple of, hey, who can answer this question and get this right? God. So a little tip, if you're thinking about cruising down, the Steve Carson seminar, it's at 11 o'clock. You will hang out. You'll get some really good fishing info from one of the legendary guys in here, and you might have your chance to win a free fishing trip or two on a trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Well, and probably the ideal thing then, with that being said, we have our big raffle at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. But if, you know, after the Let's Talk Hookup is over at 9, if you cruise down here, buy some raffle tickets, get in the raffle, then go listen to Steve Carson.
Exactly.
Hopefully be one of the lucky recipients of one of those trips, and then just hang out at the docks. And, I mean, we've got, obviously, Point Loma Seafoods and Mitch's and Pizza Nova and just all kinds of, you know, good stuff down at the docks to hang out and do.
That's exactly what happened. You know, you described the story that so many people said yesterday. They came in, got it on the sale, had some fun, bought some raffle tickets, then went down and kind of walked the docks, cruised around, came back, did the raffle, then went and saw the Steve Carson seminar, then went down to Point Loma Seafoods, got their squid sandwich and hung out, came back for the 2 o'clock raffle, bought a little more gear, and then away they went.
I mean, what a great day.
Yeah, totally. It was really, really fun.
That's so cool.
We had a great time yesterday and lots of fun and lots of people. And the deals are just, it is reminiscent of what Fred Hall is.
Admit it. I mean, you go to the show, I go to the show, Rick, you go to the show, and it's like you see people you haven't seen for a year or whatever. They're used to seeing you there.
I know. And
they're used to getting the deals.
Yep.
Right? Well, so maybe that's where they get their fluorocarbon for the year.
And they did.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Right.
I came in this morning, and the wall was just wrecked, and we had to reload it again.
And from line to reels, and like Rick said, you have the MC Swim Baits. The whole thing of Pyramid of Plastics is on sale, right?
I can tell you, before I came over here, there were a good five or six guys with, like, handfuls of MC Swim Baits.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, buy three, get one free.
And that's literally, listen, when you lay that out, when we do Tackle Days, it's the same deal, okay?
Exactly.
When you lay that out, it's the same deal,
I know,
a dollar a bait,
yes,
that it is at Fred Hall.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, just to lay it out for you.
And what kind of gave me chills, you know, with the whole Long Beach show thing is, we had our blue Fisherman's Landing bags, so guys are walking around the parking lot with those. We have our little flags on the rods.
We did things that we totally didn't need to do, but like we needed it for ourselves to feel like Fred Hall.
The yellow signs. I mean, everything
that we do in Long Beach.
At the show, yeah.
It just sort of felt like, okay, this is it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't need to put rod flags on things, but we needed to.
We did.
What I mean? Like, every time we sell a rod at the Fred Hall show, you staple a little flag to it.
But,
it was really fun. We had a really good time. And
so that only goes through today.
That's
like,
it?
Today is,
they
can't call or come in on Monday morning and, hey.
No, we literally lock the door at 6 o'clock tonight and then... just ask each other, what just happened?
That's exactly what it was, man. It was a really good time. But again, it is happening again today. And come down. We've got a great raffle. Lots of people donated gear. We've got AFCO clothing and Salty Crew clothing and tons of fluorocarbon, Seaguar and Yozuri fluoro. There's jigs. Jerry from JRI gave us these really cool like gift packs. And it's a JRI shirt. It's got some VMC hooks. But then it's got 3 JRI DW1. That are not available on the rack. They're like custom colors that are just available via promotion.
Wow.
So you can't go in and buy them. They're like a custom color. And there's 3 of those jigs in the pack along with your shirt. Those are available in the raffle. A bunch of trip passes from Fisherman's Landing, ranging from half day all the way up to full days on the Liberty. There's just so much really killer stuff. I saw a Tranx 300 on the raffle table today. There's a brand new Torium on the raffle table today. There's a killer rod. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on in the raffle. Again, those times are 10 and 2.
Yep.
You do have to be present to scoop up your prize. That great Steve Carson seminar starts at 11 and then just, killer deals all day long.
Yeah. I mean, that, like we said, that's the ideal scenario. If you get down here a little before 10, you can hit the raffle, hit the seminar, do some shopping, hit the second raffle, and call it a day.
Yeah, totally. It's a fun day and a really good time. I hope everybody comes down and hangs out with us.
Yeah, well, I got a feeling that they will.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, hey, we got our man lined back up again. Let's continue on with the Catch Report. Talk to our buddy, Captain Brian Willie. You got us, Willie?
You got me?
There you are. Yeah. Hey, got you loud and clear now, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning,
Roger.
Brian.
Roger. Yeah, what's happening, guys? Good morning.
All good. All good on this end. Just anxious to hear. I know we had a little bit of weather come through earlier in the week, but then things got nice and wanted to hear how things are going up at Dana Wharf.
Yeah, totally. You know, we did have a solid week, kind of like what we were anticipating. Very good fishing to start our week there with that Rockfish opener on Monday. We had 4 boats out there on Monday getting after it. Double dropper loops fished with the whole squid. That was the hot ticket for us this week. You know, there had been a little bit of squid kind of down in our zone here. So that 2 squid rig was catching them, getting some really good quality on these reds and Boccaccio. There's also been a bit of anchovy and still some more of that red crab in the areas that we've been fishing. That really didn't slow things down for us this week. So some guys caught some fish on the slow pitch jigs and the cold sniper jigs as well. But, you know, everyone's been going home with their 5 fish on those reds and then supplementing that with a few other rockfish and some nice sculpin and whitefish. So that 3-quarter day fishing has been very good. Half day fishing has been infused as well with the addition of that sheephead to our accounts. The guys fishing, the clam or the shrimp have had some good action on these. The bass fishing was a bit slow. You know, you guys talking earlier about the Viejo's bait, the guys that have been fishing that, the water has been a little off color and kind of cold. So the guys kind of rolling one of those baits along the bottom have been catching some nice sand bass and some calico bass on those. Our water temp's like 58 to 59. So, you know, the guys that tried and true rubber fishermen have been fishing that stuff on the bottom. That front, you know, they did kind of come through here, mix things up a tiny bit, but, you know, we do have a little bit of weather coming this week, too, so we'll just kind of have to work around that. The Fury, he's been over at Clemente a few days this week. They were able to make some squid there, and that paid off for them. Really nice quality on their reds, if you've seen some of their pictures on Facebook and in Instagram. 10 fish limits has been the case for sure for all his guys, and there's also been a shot at some yellowtail there as well. I'll tell you, Marcus ran last night with really light load. I think he went with less than 10 people just because he wanted to see if he can get in on some of that yellowtail that's been over there. That fish has been in the 20 to 30-pound range, so it's no slouchy fish by any means. And that's been pretty sure that's been dropper loop fish there in the cove where they're getting their squid. So we'll see how this week plays out. Like I said, we might have a couple days of weather that we got to work around, but we're planning on being out there the days that we can. So call Randy, our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com and make those reservations. We'll get you out there this week.
I dig it. Great job, Willie. Appreciate it. Great report. Sounds like some good fishing to be had. That was a good tip on that double squid dropper loop, getting some of those bigger rockfish, man. You guys always always do such a good job of keeping our guys in touch with what's working out there for you.
Roger. We just want to see everyone come and have a good time. So
we dig it.
Cool. Willie. Thanks for the time, guys.
Appreciate it, buddy, very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. We'll do. See ya.
Thanks, buddy. That's going to wrap up our catch for today.
All right. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Venture-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.